Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Stand stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be brazen, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust, I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears knees. Trap behind the fence, overstand, you can't catch rain cause of your mere hesitance. Bridge drop with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Forecast sophisticated like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere words can never budge me. Unorthodox rhymes, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC protecting me or releasing the virus. I can't tell, just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault, I'm 1 in 100,000 of cells. Trying to repent and still represent and still get bit. And Lord knows my pockets are still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land when the Lord's of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This is part of game assist. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette. True bad. Keep writing. The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
Time to get up on your grind. Put it in gear. The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things, for all things, to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Hedu Kamen fam, you tuned into another episode of Imani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minnethout. Today's discourse is titled Harmonic Revelations. The quote of today's show comes from the Natir Sesson, a.k.a. the Book of Life, chapter 13, verses 45 through 48, and it goes as follows. But Amen is not as it seems to some who blaspheme through superstition, without sense, and without mind or understanding. For all things that are, O Imhotep, are in Amen, and made by him, and depend on him, some working by bodies, some moving by a soul-like essence, some quickening by a spirit, and some receiving the things that are weary and very fitly. Or rather, I say, that he has them not, but I have declared the truth. He is all things, not receiving them from without, but exhibiting them outwardly. And this is the sense and understanding of Amen, to move all things, always. End quote. Course. Pretty much I was reviewing my experiences through the week. And one thing that I wanted to hold on to for the next show, as I was reading a post on Facebook, I don't know if it was a male or female, but anyway, they were saying, people referring to what they call conscious people, always want to tell people how to live their lives, what they should do with their lives. You know, they say the food you should eat, the ways you should pray, the way you should believe. And I know when I read that quote, then my mind instantly was the foolish trying to teach lessons they never learned. That's what popped up in my mind when I read that quote. Because I know that there are some people that do just that. They like to rhetoric about things that they think that nobody else knows or very few know. So they feel that, you know, they have something unique. So instead of trying to humbly teach that to better themselves and the people around them, they throw it out there. They're saying, ha ha, look what I know. You don't know that, but I do. So therefore, I am better than you. Sometimes that's the way it comes out. I know that when I had read that, I didn't think about what I do here on Imani Speaks as me throwing out rhetoric, trying to get people to live life the way I do. I say it that way because I know that's not Imanic teachings. It has nothing to do with Imanic teachings. Imanic teachings is basically a teaching that draws the greatness out of you. Your personal greatness comes out of you, from you. That means that you cannot be Amon Ra, so I cannot teach anybody to be like Amon Ra. Amon Ra cannot be like you. So I don't, that's why I don't encourage anyone to try to be like me, because I don't try to be like anyone else. The Imanic teaching is reaching into you and grabbing that specific gift that you carry and bringing that out. Sort of like, I know a while back, I can't remember who exactly, but they was explaining the meaning of the word education, which means to go into you and pull out the gifts within you. And that's the whole process of education, to bring that gift out of you. And to me, that is the same definition of Imanic teachings. It's not to teach you to live this way or live that way, but it goes within you and pull out the greatness that's already within you. It's not something that I'm teaching you to live your life a certain way. That's not what Imanic teachings are about. That's not why I do this show, Imani Speaks. Now, when I read that quote, I didn't think, again, of, you know, it being a personal statement towards me. Because for all I know, that person never listened to this show, so I didn't take it personal, but I remembered it because I think during these specific times where there's a lot of information being revealed. You know, we're in the information age, so there's a lot of information out there, and unfortunately, some of us, we don't think for ourselves. We don't reason for ourselves. Some of us think that we are here living this life to, for some reason, to continuously follow fads, to always chase the illusions. And we unfortunately call these illusions real, when it has nothing to do with the realness. know, on this Heruk Amin, in the Christian world, they call this Sunday. And how many people embrace the Christian teachings because it's all they know. And because the Christian teachings grab them first, it's all they want to know. And everything else outside of those teachings is what they would call demonic inspired. You know, because I don't teach generally Christian teachings, I incorporate some of it into what I teach because it has truth in it. But as I've said once a few times before on this show, that to me the Christian teachings is the devil becoming an angel of light. I'll say it again. To me, Christian teachings are generally the devil.
What up, fam?
Like
a villain. We're back again.
Yes.
Excuse that error. But the Christian teachings are the devil becoming an angel of light. Muslim teachings are the devil becoming an angel of light. Hebrew teachings are the devil becoming an angel of light. I don't say that to offend people of those faiths. I don't say it to be hurtful. Why I do say it, though, because I personally went into those teachings myself. I know when I first did it, I was told by people around me that I was confused. And I was saying, I'm not confused at all because all these teachings seem to be saying the same thing. And I'm just connecting the dots. I'm not confused. Somebody didn't take a Bible or a Quran and beat me over the head with it and say, take this, and forced it upon me. It wasn't like that. Something I, under my own free will, went and studied myself. And when I came out at the end of those teachings, I was saying something's missing. Something's definitely missing. There's something wrong here. I know with the Christian teachings was I was driving home with my aunt one day. I went to pick up from work because I had her car that day. I don't know why. But anyway, and there was a pastor on the radio saying that God is a jealous God. And listening to that, I remember saying, he's lying. How is the creator of the universe going to tell you and I not to be jealous? But in fact, he is. He went against his own commandment. That's what I said to myself. But I stopped myself after that and said, you know what? He's not talking about the creator of the universe. And that's the same thing. Those kind of revelations came to me when I went into studying Islam and when I went into studying Hebrewism. But, you know, they would say, brother, first of all, you need to get with a master teacher to teach you those teachings. You can't learn those on your own. I remember somebody telling me that about Christianity. You don't understand what you're reading. I remember my dad told me that when I was a teenager, and I was saying, hold up. This King James Bible is mere Shakespearean language. Then I come to find out later that Shakespeare actually helped translate the Bible. And then I said, that's why we learned Shakespeare in high school, doctrinate us into this. Because pretty much we live in a Christian country, and in a Christian country, the propaganda goes through this book called Bible. That preachers are paid very well to push this propaganda to the public every Sunday, or the days that they call Sunday. Now, some may say, what difference does it make of what names we use for the days? I know I did a show probably about 2 years ago. Jesus Sigil of Rome, I believe, is the name of that show. And I went through the names of the week, the names of the month, and when I traced their origin, I begin to see that this world is nothing what I thought it was. And then I begin to understand that the devil indeed became an angel of light. Devils well disguised in front of us as angels of light, or as an angel of light, with its disciples posing as angels of light. And they do nothing but spread darkness and despair. I know many years ago, when I wasn't a praying man, prayed for the Book of Life, because something in me sensed that everything around us is wrong. Now, say it before, I say it again, when I prayed for the Book of Life, I had no idea what I was asking for. Well, to me, it was just asking for a book of truth, a book of knowledge, a book of enlightenment, self from all of this darkness. And many years later, as I said, my brother gave it to me. I know my wife said to me one day, well, how do you know that your brother translated correctly something that you call the Book of Life? How do you know that it's translated correctly? As if she was saying that I completely put my trust and faith in my brother. No, it wasn't like that. I knew who he was. And from knowing him, you know, I go back into conversations we had over the years, and I remember both of us saying at one time or another, man, I wish I had a tape recorder to tape these conversations and play it back to the world. and I don't mean this to sound conceited, but it was our men having conversation with our men when we was talking. That's what it was. Our men having a conversation with itself. I mean, that's how much knowledge we passed on to each other. And he told me years later that that's what encouraged him to translate a couple of codexes, the Shat Sila Ma'at and the Nesu Indirazi, both which became the Natir Sesson. He said it was our conversations that encouraged him to do that, to translate it, and to put it in a book form. And that's when I said, that those conversations we had so many years ago were powerful conversations, and that's why we wanted to record them and let people hear them. That's how powerful they were. Like I said, our men talking to our men. And so those conversations is what led to this harmonic revelation. Those conversations is what led him to reconstruct the harmonic faith, bring it up to these times. And my brother revealed to me recently that he stepped back from it because he felt that nobody was getting the lessons. We had conference calls, and he felt like the brothers that he brought on that conference call was just, they just wasn't getting it. They didn't get it. I'm not here to say he was right or he was wrong. But regardless, of whether he was right or wrong about his assessment, when he gave me this platform to speak out on, I said, I got to do this. This is why I was called. And I don't get up here. I don't get on this mic and try to convince people to believe in the revelation I have here. Because it's not about you believing or following anything that I say. It's basically you listening to what I say and divide it and make an inner standard of it for yourself. And then reach within you and pull out that greatness within you. That's what it's about. It has nothing to do with following me. Because if you follow me, I will just lead you into the ground. That's all I could do. I don't do this to try to be somebody's leader. I don't do this because I think that I'm somebody holy. That's an illusion. Those kind of people don't exist in this world. Called this Natir Sesson the Book of Life because this is what it began to show me. It began to show me the ins and outs of life, from birth to death and beyond. The reason why you're born, the reason why you live these lives, and then you eventually die. It walks you through that process and gives great lessons on how to endure this hard life. And now there's times in my personal life that it was very hard. Now, not to get too personal, but you know, at a very young age, I went through kidney failure. I still deal with it to this day. I was told back then that I would be dead by now. That's what I was told. Part of me, sometimes I think about that and go, but you're still here. Defining the odds, overcoming those things that I was told I could not do, I'm doing them. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, if you're on the phone, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man, Hotep. For those on the phone and playback, I will continue. So this Amonic revelation, Amonic revelations, coming into the knowledge of Amen, Heretic term that we use for it is called Amani. And so when I embrace the faith of Amani, coming into the knowledge of Amen, I begin to regenerate. The knowledge of Amen, it brung joy. Joy that's stronger than hope. Joy that's stronger than belief. The joy that lifts me above this madness. I begin to see that I can build a world in my image and my likeness. Not because I believe, because I know that I am immortal, I'm in. And just like the one, I have the gift of forming whatever reality I please from my thoughts. You have this power also. It's not something that's exclusive to me. That's why Amani must speak, because you must know this for yourself. The Amani revelation came to me, and I began to understand the nature of soul. When they didn't resurrect, they become the demons that we know of. But them becoming demons is just souls going out of their nature. That's all it is. Then some ask the question, well, why would anyone or anything want souls to go out of their nature and become demons? Answer. there are entities that want to keep this hell going. And without souls here, this hell will go away. So these demons construct a system that they would keep confusing and misleading souls. And as a result of these souls being misled, they will no longer regenerate. And if they do not regenerate, they will not resurrect out of here. Because we all should be resurrecting out of here. We should not be stuck here, reliving lives over and over and over again. But many souls are, because they are not regenerating. And some of them even become demons as a result from being here so long and not resurrecting out of here. They become demons. And they are your poltergeists, and they are your ghosts. Now, I can recall a time studying other religions, and I used to just wonder about all this paranormal activity. What is it? Where does it come from? Who's the author of it? Some will say amen. Wrong. Because I've heard numerous times in the past, well, you know, the Creator, if the Creator didn't want evil, he could have easily defeated evil. Because of my demonic teachings, I know that people that said that really didn't know what the hell they was talking about. Excuse my French. Blasphemies. Just meant that they do not understand the One. That's why they say such crazy things. They do not understand the One because they don't know of the One. And it's not because they're stupid. It's because the darkness of the times have hidden what a soul should know. Well, all souls, when they first enter the flesh, know these things, but the darkness of the times masks the truth away from them. They forget it. Well, some of them act like they never knew it, and they don't care to know it. And they chase after the passions of the flesh. They rush and dash up against it, chasing the desires of the flesh. And just burn out quickly. Prematurely die. That's what I mean by burning out quickly. They prematurely die. Because they want to live fast and die young. We get the message every day. Be forever young. You hear people say, I would rather die and be a beautiful young corpse than to live to be an old man or woman. Foolish mortals. They know not what they say. Because they're blinded by the darkness of the times. I hear these same foolish people. Now they're talking about men should be with men and women should be with women. And what I do behind closed doors is my business. It's none of your business. Well, what does that have to do with demonic revelations? Well, these same people Now, they have so much torment in their lives. And they wonder where this torment is coming from. Why are they tormented? They go, why me? Why me? Why do I have to suffer? Answer. Ignoring these demonic revelations. Not coming from Amun Re, but these revelations are coming to you throughout your life in one way, form, or fashion. Trying to teach you something. I used the example of myself. When I had to endure kidney failure, and I asked myself, why is this happening to me? Why me? What have I done that I have to suffer such a bad fate? Why me? And years ago when I met my wellness coach, and she actually was putting me up on demonic faith, not knowingly, but that's when I began to understand why I met her and what all of this is, what's going on with me. Now, she said that, understand that what's happening to you didn't happen overnight. It came from years of living a certain kind of way and certain kind of foods, basically. And she let me know that you coming into the knowledge of this you're beginning to learn something very powerful. Most people usually just ignore. Because if they like the situation they're in, they still continue to do the things that they do, even though they may know it's wrong, but they don't care. And she went into how she began to grasp this knowledge and what it meant for her. I won't go into her story. But I know that from my experiences, that this demonic teaching, demonic teachings, it has made me a stronger man. It's made me a wiser man. At times I would say it made me even a very courageous one too. Courageous because I do things that I wouldn't normally do. Not for the sake of appearing brave to others, not for that sake, but for the mere fact that I am one soul that is surrounded by many souls. And someone's got to bring the message of regeneration. Just honored that it is me. That I was one that was chosen. I wasn't the only one, but I'm one of them. There's a few of us out here. that teach this teachings even though they're not aware of it. I know when I go on that Facebook apparatus, there's a couple of people on my friend list that, you know, they'd be sharing some insightful information. And at times, you know, I really don't care for Facebook, but when I go on Facebook, it's just to read the posts of these few people. Respect their privacy. I'm not going to give out their names. Put out some enlightening information. I mean, it's like lightning strikes every time I read one of their posts. You know, pa-pow! It's like a thunderstorm in my brain when I read their posts. This is the Harmonic Revelations. Like I said, I don't share them on my own. There are others out there that share these Harmonic Revelations. Most of them don't even know that they are Harmonic Revelations, but they are. And I will end by saying, first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We back again.
Yes, sir.
It's on the Ray.
I hit the earth like a comet. Invasion, fan stands permanent, shine like us a razor. You don't